Somewhere along the way, the Pharisees had began to teach that it was with the perfect keeping of the law that would then usher in the time of the Messiah. So in their mind, only those who were righteous, meaning they kept the law perfectly, would be even within the vision, the spectrum of the Messiah. So they were unable, because of the rules and the horizons that they had established, they were unable to see the work that Jesus was doing. We oftentimes ourselves impose upon the Lord and upon the church our vision of how things should be, and we revolt and we reject when things don't go according to our plan. So as we hear this passage today, we can ask for that humility to receive the revelation through the words of Jesus, the sacred scriptures, and the teachings of Holy Mother Church, and not impose upon the church or upon each other our idea of what things should be or how they should be. This wonderful calling of Saint Matthew, this man who is not righteous, who is not following the law. But just like with all the other apostles, Jesus saw in them, saw in Matthew, what was to be, not what is at the surface. When we can die to our own ideas of what holiness looks like or how the church should be, then that vision of Jesus can penetrate our own hearts and then call us to that righteousness, that saintliness that is only found in Christ, only found by following Him. What a simple command. Follow me. With the power to change lives. And I'm also struck by, so Matthew heard the call. Jesus heard the scoffing of the Pharisees. So we can assume that Matthew also heard this scoffing, this competing voices in his ears of Jesus saying, follow me, and in fact, the Pharisees saying, you're not worthy. We have those same competing voices in our lives. Clearly in the world, setting up false parameters about saintliness and holiness, but also those voices in our own hearts. How often do we hear from within, you're not worthy, you're not good enough, it's too late, Jesus has no use for you. This passage today and all of the revelation of Jesus reminds us that that's a lie. That's not true. It's our unworthiness, our sinfulness, that makes us worthy of the love and the mercy of Jesus. Jesus tells the Pharisees and each one of us to go and learn the meaning of this, that he desires mercy and not sacrifice. Not the external keeping of the rules, not simply setting things apart for God, but keeping our heart far from him. And mercy, it's not just being nice to our neighbor. The word has been profanated in recent days, recent times. Mercy has to do with covenant fidelity, of being faithful to the promises and faithful to our obligations. So the righteousness the Pharisees were expecting is not necessarily wrong, as long as it comes from a heart moved by compassion and love. And when we honor the Sacred Heart of Jesus, We're asking for that same heart, this exchange of hearts, that the prophecy of Ezekiel be true for each one of us, that he takes away our stony hearts and he gives us the fleshy, the natural, the divine heart of Jesus to beat within our chests. There's great promises attached to the devotion of the Sacred Heart. That you will be supplied with all the graces you need for your state in life. That there will be peace in your homes. That priests will have the ability to convert the hardest of sinners. We beg for a great outpouring of the merciful heart of Jesus. We beg for a great transformation of our own hearts, so that when we hear those competing voices, we can say no to the voices of the world, to the lies of the world, to the lies of our own hearts. And we can hear Jesus again and again simply say, "Follow me."